Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights. It's good to be with you again this Wednesday morning or whenever it is you happen to stumble across this video. There's been a pretty busy week in our family, a lot of cards needing to be purchased and given. It started with our daughter's birthday over the weekend and Father's Day on Saturday and our wedding anniversary on Thursday. So a lot going on in our life, a lot of reasons to buy cards and to give thanks, a lot of opportunity to look back and reflect upon what has been and our past together and give thanks, as well as hopefully begin to look forward as well. One of the things that's happened recently, our daughter whose birthday we just celebrated, she's getting ready, planning her wedding, and she has downloaded a bunch of pictures of her for her slideshow during the reception, and it's been fun to look at pictures of her when she was a baby and to see her throughout the years. And as we think about our anniversary, it's also fun to reflect back on the time that Robin and I have spent together, not only married but engaged before that. And in this week, when all these things come together, one of the romantic things that I have done, and I'll call it romantic, is to, and she's already received them, so this doesn't ruin the surprise, I got Robin a new pair of earrings that actually replace and upgrade the earrings I got her when Alyssa, our daughter, was born. And tying together our anniversary and the reminder of the day that Alyssa, our daughter, was born, and in anticipation of the wedding, I got those earrings for Robin to wear at the wedding ceremony, and now our daughter will wear the wedding or the earrings that I had bought her mom on the day she was born. She'll wear those during her wedding ceremony. Lots of looking back and looking forward, and it gets me to thinking about how important it is to give thanks, to reflect upon all the ways that we have been blessed and all the ways that God has provided for us in the past, as we also look with eager anticipation for what is to come in the future. For God is a God of creation, and even when it appears as though nothing new could come, God continues to surprise us with new and different things to bless us, to provide for us in new and different and exciting ways. We read through the Old Testament of all the times where God has brought life where life shouldn't be, in barren wombs and food in the desert and water. And God is still doing that today. Again, we may not always be as attentive to it as we might, but God is in the process of creating and recreating in your life and in mine and in our life together. So today I encourage you to stop and to reflect on how God has provided in the past and to lean into and imagine how God might be preparing you for blessings in the future. And I hope that that's a worthwhile and fruitful process for you. And in the midst of it, if that means you need to go to the card store and buy a card to send a note to somebody or to celebrate something, I'm sorry. I'm not a great fan of buying cards either. But maybe that's just what this task requires. I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care. Thank you.